Bread Burger. Now we have listeners. Hey guys. Thanks so much for tuning in or tuning back in. I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite
Burger. My Favorite Burger. Was that good?
We're working on it.
Liz and I have prepared arduously for years and years, just for other things. But here we are doing a podcast. So if the podcast isn't great, maybe it'll be better next time. Our intern is still learning, and we don't know what skills they're going to have next week. The editing might be choppy at first, and then maybe it'll be smooth.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
I mean, our intern is, what's a nice way of saying, like, not the greatest? I was kind of like, I'm going to do, like, an old school, like, Craigslist search, and I think that probably wasn't the greatest idea, because, first of all, it's very sketchy, and, I mean, who uses Craigslist anymore? So, this is what we got.
But all the work we're doing with Sam is remote, so
yes,
they can't Craigslist kill us.
That's true. That's true. And a fun side note, Zach and I were both living in Boston at the time of the Craigslist killer.
That's true. So it might have been one of us.
No, they got him.
But yeah, Liz and I met in Boston. We were working as travel agents. Liz, you may know Liz from the closed mic circuit in Boston, the closed mic comedy circuit. Is that what they call it when it's not open mic?
Well, I think it was more embarrassing. It was improv.
It was embarrassing. Yeah.
That's right. So we were sort of travel agents.
We were travel agents working in a large center for telephone calls.
Yeah.
And we were talking to each other in between very long and weird phone calls.
Yeah. And Zach was very good and I was very bad. And I actually ended up getting fired from the job because I was so bad.
I think you were unfairly fired.
I mean, I felt redeemed that, like, only a month later, everyone who was making all those rules that got me fired also got fired for being, like, insane people.
Yes. You did not deserve to get fired. That was crazy. But we had some fun times working together on those calls.
We did.
And those people who called us could have been asking literally anything. Like, we were travel agents coordinating people's trips all over the world. It could have been as simple as, I just want to pay my bill. Or it could have been like, I'm staying in 30 hotels across Europe next month. Like, I want the top 10 restaurants within a 7-mile radius of every single one of them. It was pretty crazy.
Well, so that's why I think you were successful, because I got questions that were more like, my friend told me that India smells. And I didn't know how to answer that question. So, like, what? And of course, it was like the call at like 5:55 and I was off at 6 o'clock. And so I was like, let's wrap this up, lady.
That's the other thing with that job is the phone calls could have been anywhere from 5 minutes to like hours, literally. And if you got one right before you were supposed to go home, you didn't go home. Do you remember the list of beans?
The list of beans?
Oh my god, I'm even happier if you don't remember it, honestly.
Wait, like beans with a B of boy?
B with a B and with an EANS.
No, I don't. I really must have blocked this job.
Well, yeah, it was a really stressful job. So it was early on when you and I met, and, you know, you and I could only talk to each other for little blips. Like, if you and I were both off of a call at the same time.
Right.
And so one day you and I were having a conversation in between calls, and we both got on calls. And then my call ended. And I wanted to continue my conversation with you, but you were very, you were in a very detailed conversation about beans. Like, I got off my call and I looked over at you and you were like, all right, well, how about fava beans? Like, what are the vitamins and minerals in fava beans? All right. And then like, I got another call that came in. When that call ended, I got back off the call and I look over at you and you're like, well, are chickpeas even beans or are they peas? You know, or like, you know, what about kidney beans? Can you eat kidney beans? And this went on and on and on and on.
I don't remember that. Oh my
every
God.
Time I got off a call, you were deep in the beans. And we got to make this clear, I think. I'm not making fun of dietary restrictions. We fucking love dietary restrictions.
So important.
Obsessed with dietary restrictions. But Liz was clearly documenting very specific and a very long list of dietary restrictions for someone who was going on a cruise. And we had to send these requests to people around the world who were operating cruise ships and serving people food. And I have it. I have your list. I have your list of beans because...
Wait. So just to clarify, when the travelers, is that what we called them? Travelers?
Yeah, the travelers. Yeah.
The travelers would call and ask about these dietary restrictions, which of course were very positive and very pro dietary restrictions. And so then you would write a note to the ship and whoever was going to be operating the ship at that time about these specific dietary restrictions. And you have in your hand a printed printout of what I wrote.
I figure visual props are good.
I love it.
For podcasts.
Yes. This is riveting. I'm excited.
Yeah. So anyway, so the bean conversation went on for so long that I had to figure out like what was going on. So, and like we said, Liz got fired.
Yeah.
So I needed a memory of her to hang on my cubicle wall. So, okay. It says, our customer is gluten-free. Our customer is vegan. Our customer does not eat any dairy, does not eat any eggs, does not eat any wheat. Our customer prefers grains such as amaranth. What's amaranth? All right, so the customer prefers grains such as amaranth. Is this a good podcast?
It's the best. We're gonna win a potty.
Wait, I just heard listeners clapping.
Oh, thanks, guys.
They're loving it. Okay, all right. Customer prefer. Do it. Okay. Customer prefers grains such as amaranth, buckwheat, millet, bulgur wheat, rolled oats, whole grain, whole rye, wild rice, lentils, kidney beans, black beans, lima beans, white beans, pinto beans, chickpeas, mung beans, red beans, and brown beans. And then someone responded, thank you so much for this information. It will be passed to the ship's restaurant manager.
Oh, I don't know if I ever got that message. That passenger sounds like a blast.
Oh, I hope someone finds that funny.
I peed a little.
Oh,
God, that is hilarious. Oh, that job. It's so good to be able to laugh about that job now.
I know. It really is, honestly. How long were you in that department?
Like, forever. They, like, never let me move out of it. I was, like, in the training department until I left. It was, like, I literally was, like, the dumbest person they've ever employed or something.
I remember they acted that way, but I always thought you were amazing. Do you remember the crazy, we had I guess we'll have to use fake names or something, but we had like a boss.
It was a
No, but let's call her,
No, that was my fake name for her.
Oh, it kind of is like more like, So Liz started before me at this company, but like she's like you just said, you kind of remained like everyone you started with graduated, and that's how I got to meet you, is because by the time I was still new, you were still new.
I was like, no, I've been here for like a year. And you were like, yeah. What?
and yeah, anyway, we had a boss, and one day she called a meeting with all of us new people and Liz. So she calls us all in and she says, I had to call this meeting today. Sorry, we all have to get together like this. Something horrible has been happening in the area. Something horrible has been happening in the area.
Like street area? Like the area?
That's a great question, and I'm going to admit that is where my mind went as well.
Okay.
Sam, bleep out that address.
So something bad's happening in the area, all right.
Yeah, do you remember, or like, can you guess what that meeting was about?
Just on that?
Yeah, that's all you get.
So, no, I vaguely remember being in, like, her office, and yeah. Everyone was in there. Because mm-hmm. I even remember, like, people were, like, sitting on, like, the windowsills. Like, it was a bunch of us. And I remember who it was. I mean, I can't remember. So I'm going to just guess a flasher or something.
That's such a good guess. And when she started the meeting that way, I thought it was, like, either a murder or, like, some kind of harassment near the office.
So it's, like, something exciting and fun.
Yeah, or, like, at least exciting.
Right.
I don't know that all of our listeners think those things are fun.
Fair.
I think they're fun.
I do, too.
Okay. So that wasn't what it was about, though. She said that she actually, the area she was talking about was the area where all of us were sitting every day, like, at our computers, like, our area of the office.
Wait, was this the gas leak thing?
Oh, my God, kind of.
That too. Where did we work? Jesus.
Wait, it's so funny. You kind of guessed it.
Oh, wait, she said, really, was the building collapsing or something?
No.
Okay.
Isn't it? Can you tell how great this job was that those are your guesses? Was it that time the world was ending?
Is that time when we all got exposed to a terrible pandemic virus? No, that was years later.
Oh, it was simpler times. Simpler times. So, yeah, we all, I think, got the sense that, like, maybe a crime was occurring.
Right.
It turns out, she said, some of the executives who have walked by this area of the floor have reported multiple times over the past week or so that someone has been passing gas without excusing themselves to the restroom.
What? How do I not remember this?
I remember who was responsible for the gas leak.
Was it that, like, wicked Boston guy?
Ugh. No, I would. Like, he looked like a fart.
He looked like a farty kind of guy.
Yeah.
No, he actually, I take that back, because he would fart and then he would probably be like, I beg your pardon. I'm so sorry for that.
That's true. He'd announce it.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
That place was crazy.
That is nuts. I don't remember that. I must have been like, what on earth? Like, this place could not get more stupid, but that's hilarious.
Amazing.
The thing that I really did love, like, actually love about that job was it had that gym in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was free. and no one used it except for this like one other lady. And she had all of these Jillian Michaels, like CD-ROMs or DVDs. They were DVDs. I don't even know what they're called anymore. And
floppy disks.
What's a rotary phone? And she had them like in this locker, and I like went down every night and like I would do these Jillian Michaels videos, and like by like the end of the summer I was like ripped and like awesome, and I was like, this job rules, but really I hated it.
Yeah, there were great benefits, and you've always loved a basement gym.
I love basement gyms.
Sorry to be super professional right now, but I'm realizing that my podcast isn't even plugged in to a charger. And it's low battery.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, do you see Esty behind me?
I do.
Listeners, you can't see us talking, but we can see us talking. And there is a beautiful kitten on my shoulder right now.
I mean, look at the little foot on the... So cute. Is it a foot? Do cats have feet? Paws? Unpause.
Oh, I thought you were guessing what cats' feet were called.
I was, because I realized that they're not feet, right?
I know, but were you actually saying we should pause?
No. Oh. Unpause. I wish I could have a cat. I'm so allergic to them. I love them so much. They're so precious, and I like that they have, like, attitudes or catitudes, and I've tried everything, but I after about 20 minutes, it feels like there's hair in my throat.
That sucks. And you're going to need to keep that cat for a little more than 20 minutes if you're going to be a good pet owner.
Unless it's an outdoor cat.
The most unfair thing about all of that is that even if you got a hairless cat, that doesn't do the trick. Like, you would still be allergic.
At this point in my life, I don't want to be a cat lady, and I certainly don't want to be the hairless cat lady. So I think it's pretty safe to say that I'm going to stick with the nothingness in my life.
I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well, it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at time of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore.
Remember when my roommate had that turtle? Ew, it smelled so bad. And I never knew anything could smell so bad.
I feel like maybe turtles aren't supposed to be kept at that altitude.
Like of the five floors of my building or like...
Was it only five?
My five flights, yes. Because I was thinking like, it was pretty basically like, I was sea level. But yeah, no, that was only five. I know that's... I actually remember the first time that you came to visit my apartment and I was like, okay, so I go up these stairs really, really fast. You can take your time. When by the time you get up there, I will have a glass of water ready for you. And you were like, what the heck? Like, this is so weird. So I ran up and I had a glass of water for you. And you were like,
I totally remember that.
Like, what is that? I'm like, I know it's like kind of unconventional. It's five very steep flights of stairs, but
it did not feel like five. It felt like 12.
I know. It was awful. It was awful.
And it took me a lot longer than it took you.
I finally like figured out like if I just ran up the stairs, it would just be done faster. And then this is a really funny story. Well, I mean, it's not that funny, but it's, I mean, I take it back. It's hilarious. When I would go grocery shopping and I'd bring the groceries up, I would have all of the groceries on my arms. And so I would have like four bags on one and like five bags on the other arm. And then I would run up the stairs and be like, oh my God, I'm going to die. When I went to go visit my friend in like way out in the Berkshires, I went grocery shopping with her. She was like, do you mind coming around? I'm like, no, I'll go. So we go, we get back to her house. We're taking the groceries out of the car. And I end up strapping all of the bags onto my arms and like carrying in like 7 bags at one time. She's like, you can make more than one trip. And I was like, I don't know. I don't have to do that. That's not how I do it. One and done.
The North End was amazing.
I had 3 different apartments and one for 7 years. And that apartment was great because he only raised the rent $25 after like 5 years, but it was because I tattletaled on all my, all the other people that lived in the building. Like if they went on the roof or they like left their garbage out or if they were like being too loud, I would tell my landlord and he wouldn't raise my rent.
I bet they all loved you.
I didn't know them. You think I made friends with my neighbors? Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Remember 4th of July on top of your building?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, we always went on top of our roof, so.
Yeah.
I basically was doing that to tell them, make them not go, because I wanted it for myself. Yeah.
Wait, I just got a news report saying that Smollett, what, how do you say his first name?
Jussie.
Jussie Smollett, guilty in 5 of 6 disorderly conduct charges.
Wow. So the thing that's so strange about the Jussie Smollett, not that his name couldn't just certainly been Jussie, that like, I do believe that they like made this up. And I think that they made it up for like art or like, or fame or something. It just seems so odd. But I also think it's odd that all of this, like, all these charges and like a trial and like, I think that's a little excessive. I don't know. It's
so
just
you
really
think
odd.
It was like a Marina Abramovitz type of situation, basically.
Wait, I don't know what that means.
She's like the performance artist who like will stare at someone with a gun in an alley for like 10 years and it's art.
That's scary.
I don't think that's exactly what she did.
Well, or something like that. She like held a banana in her hand and called it a gun.
Oh, I think there actually was a gun.
Ouch.
Just not an alley.
Can we go in an alley and hold a banana and call it art?
Yeah. Did you hear about the banana that sold for like $20 million a couple years ago? Yeah.
Basel? How do you call it? Basel?
I think
Basel?
It's Art Basel.
Art Basel. Yeah.
Art Basel.
That was at Art Basel.
Should we see what people have been saying about My Favorite Burger on the internet?
Yes, we should. Let's definitely talk to our fans, hear from our
all
fans.
All right. Let's dive in. So Isabio says, I love them. They have nice decoration. They're a great option. They're huge. That's so nice of them.
That's like the nicest thing. You guys, honestly, I'm always just so blown away.
Thank you, Isabio. Oh my God. Sarah?
Oh.
She says, My Favorite Burger is the real thing. Apparently, they've started quite the trend.
Mm.
And she can't wait to come back.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, that's why we do this.
I know. I have one. Darwin.Ordenzenvergas says, Toda la vida hermosa mi eterna Brittany. I know. I don't speak Spanish, so, and I that could be Italian. I'm not sure.
Well, CD Birdie 27 says, they are animals. Mouthwatering.
I mean, I'm going to cry.
All right, well, you're not going to believe this one from T879747.
Uh-huh.
My favorite burger. Every time I try another one, I always come back to this one.
Ugh. That's why we do this.
Reagan Linister said, well, I'm just going to go right ahead and say it. Give this place a try.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Where did my headphone go? Now I can't hear Liz.
Oh, no. That's all right. In the meantime, I'll tell you that Coco Benson said, my favorite burger, Crush Be Hittin', ain't gonna lie.
That is so sweet.
It is so nice. Because
I can't even believe that.
What we try to do is hit the crushes.
If a crush is not being hit.
Did it actually be crushed?
No, but I can't find my headphone. Like it literally disappeared. Oh, I found it. And we're back. So the answer to that is no. If a hit doesn't be crushed, the crush didn't be hit.
Correct.
I think everyone can agree on that.
Yeah.
So this next one here is from Mayan-ness.
We dated.
Well.
What does he want now?
He's back to say, it's never too plain and common, but some things could improve.
That was why we broke up. Okay, never good enough. Never good enough.
He's always focused on the negative.
Oh, God.
20 Sean says, my wife loves them.
Oh, that like reminds me of when I go on Amazon.com and I'm looking at product reviews and there's always this like, you know, it's for like women's clothing or something. And a man will be like, I bought this for my wife and she loves it. And I'm like, what compelled you to go on and comment on like your wife, you buying like, it for your wife or your wife bought it? I don't know. There's always like
let
that
her
random,
use the computer.
Dude.
Hand the computer to your wife and force her to write that review.
But like, I don't know. Are you a review writer? I feel like you would get into Yelp.
No. You want to know why I stopped Yelping? you have to write good reviews. You have to write good reviews or they don't show your bad reviews to anyone.
So you have to establish yourself as a good reviewer.
Yeah. So like you have to come home one night and be like, that dinner was great and everything went as planned. Like I would never do that.
I know. I'm also somebody who's like, if they had a bad time, I just want to immediately forget it happened. I don't want to then go home, get undressed, put on my pajamas, take off my makeup with my like makeup, you know, remover, and then you know, then have to wash my face and then apply the night cream and the under eye cream and like brush my hair and put my hair in a ponytail and then like go get a cup of like decaf tea, like sleepy time, and then go and sit down and write a review about how pissed I was about a restaurant. Like, I don't know who these people are. It's just so weird to me.
I don't know either, but I do know that I don't Yelp.
Anymore.
I yelped probably like 3 times and they were like, no one's seeing these.
I'm just trying to Yelp people. What does Yelp stand for? Like help? Is it help? Is it to Yelp? Like I'm yelping someone?
I think it's like.
Like I yelped that lady across the street like that.
Well, I think Yelp. So here's why I think they should be all about bad reviews is because I think Yelp is like. You scream out because you need help, right? You're like right. Letting people know, like, stay away from this place. Like, Yelp, don't go here. But clearly that's not what it means.
Or you help? You're helping?
Oh, you're helping. Yelp.
It's like a benefit. Yelping. It's a benefit of help and you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should get the creator as a guest.
Yeah, we will. I did learn recently what Etsy stands for.
Oh, what?
Easy to sell yourself.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Etsy. Yeah, it works. This person doesn't seem to have a name anywhere, which honestly makes me trust them more, to be honest.
I think that sounds legit.
they say, I love my favorite burger because of the non-traditional choices. And I feel like that's what we do here, is we make non-traditional choices. I'm just glad that this nameless internet person recognizes that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if I had to sum up all the choices I've made in my life, I wouldn't say that they were bad.
No, I would say they were non-traditional.
They were just non-traditional.
Yeah. Like putting gorgonzola on a burger.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And
not traditional.
Non-traditional. Yeah. Exactly. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Deep breath out. Take a deep breath, like half in, half out. Close your eyes. Are you picturing it?
Picturing what?
It's the end of a long, productive day.
Okay, yep, I got it.
There's nothing left to do except get a good night's sleep on the most comfortable sheets in the world.
The ones from all those other podcasts? We can't afford them.
Well, today's episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by Brooklinens. They're cheap, they're comfy, and they're eco-friendly.
So, like, getting Z's without spending G's?
Exactly. Plus, a percentage of all of their profits goes directly to charity. Savings code BURGER.
Wow, we can finally rest easy and cheap.
Sleep woke and don't go broke with Brooklinens. Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary.
May no longer.
Valid in technical listening. Follow us at My Favorite Burger Pod on Instagram.
Yes.
And if you want to leave comments there, we'll also talk about them.
Yeah. Go to My Favorite Burger Pod on Instagram, leave a comment, and maybe we'll read your comment next week.
And we might say your name if we can pronounce it.
Yeah.
And just remember, at My Favorite Burger Pod, like without cast.
Yeah.
Ooh, My Favorite Burger Pod with Outcast. Yeah, tune in.
Yeah, it's pod, like Tide Pod. Don't put them in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never again.
Zach, don't do it anymore.
I thought it was like the ice bucket challenge, you know, but it's sometimes people are super on board with these things. And
right.
It turns out that was one of them that we don't want to do.
I know, you were choking. You were like, it's not for ALS. And I was like, no.
Exactly. But it might cause ALS. We don't know. Yeah. So, jury's still out.
Classic ALS joke.
I love that type of humor. I mean, that's why I followed you around the closed mic circuit.
The closed mic circuit.
You had a tight ALS hour for a while.
Yeah. That crowd.
Today.
Last year. Right.
Liz and I want to let you know that today's a really momentous day. Oh, we're going to give away when we record it. Whatever. Who cares?
Fine.
People might find out that we don't actually do it weekly.
We're not traditional. We don't make traditional
choices. Look at these non-traditional burger decisions. Okay. Today's a momentous day, so we're going to look back at today last year.
Today last year. Okay. So that means that it was December...
something.
2020.
Oh, we're going to really tell everyone. Yep.
It was December 2020 at some point. Google it.
No, it's fine. It's going to become clear, I think. Maybe. I didn't really read this page. Oh, there are categories. Hold on. Number one, armed conflicts and attacks. Number two, health and environment. Number three, international relations. Number four, law and crime. Number five, politics and elections. And finally, but not least, science and technology.
Okay. So I am going to immediately skip politics. So let's go international. International.
Ooh. Okay. International relations. Okay. Let's see what this is. So today, last year in international relations, Oh, according to Wikipedia, I'm citing our sources. And also, we'll say allegedly.
Allegedly,
these happened a year ago.
Wikipedia's usually spot on.
I trust Wikipedia with my life, honestly. All right, international relations. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen.
Nailed it.
I know. Agree to set a deadline for a trade agreement between the UK and EU by December 13th. If no agreement is reached by then, the United Kingdom will leave the European single market and European Union customs union without a deal. I wonder what happened.
They Brexited, and then Harry and Meghan moved to
California. This is Brexit. Brexit was way earlier than that.
No, we've just been talking about Brexit for 50 years. It just finally happened.
Oh, well, I'm glad for them, I think, right? Are we glad for them?
I guess so. I mean, I think that the what happened that was, like, negative about it was that, like, you know how, like, England was always known for, like, bad food and, like, you know, it was just, like...
Great teeth.
The fish and chips and mushy peas. And then when they joined the European Union, they allowed people from all over the world move to England more easily. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh, all food is great. And now they're going to go back to like white bread with bacon and like eel sauce. And so that sucks. So that basically the food will be bad again.
Well, we can check back on it next year and see how it's developing. But I really hope that Brexit doesn't cause the food to get too bad.
Yeah, because that's the main concern. Not that...
I mean, I agree.
They have literally no financial backing from other countries. So they're just like on their own. And they're... Yeah. Well, I think the best thing that came out of Brexit is Megxit. And how even though they're saying now that that was like totally like a chauvinistic way to say it. But Megxit, whoever came up with that, freaking genius.
It's so smart.
So good.
Give them a Pulitzer.
Seriously. Give them a Peabody. Doesn't everyone get one of those?
Or like a Nobel Peace Prize, honestly.
Or a Nobel Prize in writing. I mean.
Did you see the thing going around that was like the picture of Meghan or like a video of Meghan looking crazy, but it wasn't her. It was an animatronic wax figure.
No, but I'm immediately Googling it.
It was all these articles being like, I don't know. You know how sometimes articles go around like trying to paint wives as like prisoners?
Wait.
Like Melania.
Oh, right.
Like a zoom in on like Melania's side eye being like, is she trying to run away type of thing.
Love it. By the way,
and it was kind of like
videos
that.
Of Melania taking her hand away from Donald Trump trying to hold
amazing.
It. This, I mean, the, she's always like, nah.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Oh, but isn't it funny that we tried to avoid politics?
I know.
And then international relations was politics, just somewhere else.
I know. And I'm already talking about DT.
It's a slippery slope.
2020.
Truly slippery slope.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the only good thing that came out of 2020 was folklore.
Oh, my God. And Evermore. But you'll get into that later.
Yeah, I will.
No, yeah, the best thing about 2020 was definitely.
Wait, did Evermore come out in 2020 as well, or is that 2021?
It was 2020, which is why it was so overwhelming for you to try and get into a whole nother album.
Right.
It was like,
and you know what?
July and then December.
And because I had July 2020 tickets to see Taylor Swift. And I kept them. The woman from Ace Tickets or wherever I bought them finally called me and was like, so these are canceled. Do you want your money back? And I was like, no. So it's funny that we're talking about this because today I opened up my Apple Wallet to see if I could put my COVID card on there, my COVID shot card.
Yeah.
Because now we're like triple jabbed. Woo-hoo, holla.
Yeah. Boosted.
Can't wait to be quad. because I'm going to Manhattan next weekend. So I know I'm going to get checked like a million times everywhere I go. And they don't, it doesn't exist to digitally make one on Apple, Apple Wallet, but Apple's listening. So they're big fans of My Favorite Burger. So that's something I'll look into, Apple.
Yeah, please, Mr. Cook. Remember when our old president called him Mr. Apple?
I mean, I personally called Steve Jobs Mr. Apple, but that's like when there was this kid in high school, my sister's class, and I was like, it was like the honor society, something or other. And my sister was in it, and I was like, well, I'll never, this is the closest I'll ever get to this. And like National Honor Society, something or other. And the vice principal said, I can't remember what the kid's name was. Let's say his name was Ethan Cook. I don't remember what his last name was, but his name was Ethan Cook. And he was like, and next up is Ethan Allen. I mean, Ethan Cook. We were like, did you just say Ethan Allen? Like, the fabric store? But my point is about my Apple Wallet. I pulled it up and I still have saved my canceled Taylor Swift tickets to Gillette Stadium for Lover.
It's so sad.
So sad. So, Zach, to wrap up, let's do something we've been doing for years.
I love a good tradition. I mean, we are non-traditional.
We are not.
We love a tradition.
We make untraditional
traditions.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite. So, Zach, because it's a fan favorite, this week, what was your favorite burger?
All right. My favorite burger this week is
Taylor Swift's
All Too Well. In general, just the fact that a 2012 song that has changed the world is now changing the world in a better, longer, more epic way, and it's a double the length song. There's multiple versions of it. There's a short film. It's just epic. What did we do to deserve this? That's my favorite burger, All Too Well.
I just wanted to add to that she knocks off American Pie.
Yes. From a half century long record.
I mean, I was surprised. So I've always loved American Pie. I think he was always a kind of an odd person. So I also kind of liked that about him. But
Don McLean, for anyone who's wondering.
Yes, Don McLean. I just can't believe that there wasn't another song that wasn't as long that never. I mean, of course, Taylor crushes that record.
Right. Of course. She one time accidentally released 11 Seconds of Silence, and it went to number one immediately.
I didn't know that, but I believe it.
The fact that a 10-minute and 13-second song was listened to enough in what? It's been less than a month, I think, right? It's been listened to enough to go to number one. I mean, I don't know what that takes, but it takes a lot of streams.
It takes a lot of streams, but I don't know how, but it is. I'm totally mesmerized. I am completely, I am part of the Taylor Swift cult, and I don't know why they don't call it a cult, because they should.
It is a cult. It's the best kind of cult.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything creepy.
Nope.
There's absolutely no sex.
That is always a plus when I'm looking for a good cult.
Forced or otherwise. No, All Too Well, just, and something about the 10-minute version, like, it feels short. I want to listen to it again when it's over.
Yeah.
She rhymed car keys with patriarchy. I just, the song blows my mind. It's more than my favorite burger, but this week it is my favorite burger. What's your favorite burger this week, Liz?
So this week, my favorite burger is something surprising, but also something that I hope people will now go and maybe will watch this. So I watched a documentary on Hulu over the weekend. It was a documentary about, also music related, about Kid Cudi. And I thought it was really good, and it was a little weird because at like some point Shia LaBeouf shows up, and like apparently they're best friends, and then there's like a lot of like Willow and Jaden Smith are in it. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, so they're talking to like Kanye West, they're talking to Lil Yachty, they're talking to ASAP Rocky, they're talking to all these like major movie producers. And then I'm like, wait, did I just see like a shadow of, wait, it was. It was Timothée Chalamet.
And oh my God, he is but a shadow.
I know. And so he's talking about how this Kid Cudi's original first album, Man in the Moon, like changed their lives and like blah, blah, blah. So my favorite burger this week is not just the documentary on Hulu, which I think you should go and watch. And I keep saying Hulu and I think it might be Netflix, but you know how streaming goes. It's on something.
Oh yeah. Whatever it's on, I want to watch it.
You'll find it. But I went into work that Monday and instead of listening to our old podcasts, I re-listened and rediscovered Man in the Moon by Kid Cudi. And that's my favorite burger this week.
That's amazing. And I'm happy it was your favorite burger because I need to make a burger confession, I guess. It's not my favorite burger. It's my burger confession is I've never listened to Kid Cudi except for Late at Night.
Day and Night.
Yeah. That's all I know.
You've heard that other song, Pursuit of Happiness.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness.
Everything that's shiny and gold.
Oh, I know that one.
I'll be fine. Yeah. I'll be good. I mean, I sounded exactly like him. But yeah.
I know.
The whole album is really, really good. Like, really good. So I don't think I had listened to it since 2008. And
oh my God.
I know. Yeah. So I highly recommend the album and I highly recommend the weird documentary with
Is there an order you recommend? Should I watch the documentary before the album or the album before the documentary?
First of all, it's a great question. And reminds me of when my aunt told me before I saw Hamilton that I should listen to the album extensively. And I thought
that was such a good recommendation.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was really weird, but
yeah. For that show specifically, it was necessary.
Right. But then the pandemic happened. And I couldn't go to that either. So, you know.
That sucks.
And then it went on Disney Plus and I was like, this is boring. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah. I saw it in real life, but in Fort Lauderdale. Off Broadway.
Fort Lauderdale Broadway. Fort Lauderdale Dinner Theater. Well, that'll do it for us this week. And we can't wait to have you back with us next week. And we're so excited that you've retuned into us. And we promise it'll be different, but we promise it'll be the same. We'll have
yes, it'll be just like it's going to be traditional and, as always, non-traditional. Thanks for tuning back in. We are glad you found us again at My Favorite Burger Pod on Instagram. Migrate on over there, you know, new podcast, new platform, same people.
But we always come around agreeing on one thing. We love My Favorite Burger. It's our favorite burger.
I think we got a podcast.
I do. Do you know that I went to Fort Lauderdale every year to visit my grandparents?
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Did they ever visit you?
Never.
Fuckers.
Asshole.